Dear students, we're going to do some technical analysis. And possibly you've gone to some of the websites in the presentation I showed you, stockmarketmentor.com, but there are others. There are dozens of these things that try to teach you or sign you up for technical analysis training. Well, I'm going to show you the vast majority of my understanding and ability to use technical analysis, which is virtually nothing. What are we looking at? We're looking at the Yahoo page for Bank of America, BAC. And they used to have under charts three charts, and one of them actually worked. This interactive one, you'll notice the screen is very small. I had to shrink the screen down so that the video wouldn't be huge on your screen. So that's why I apologize. But let's click on interactive here. And this brand spanking new, fabulous, fantastic, doesn't work often. Technical analysis screen shows up. And these traders will do this throughout the day. They'll look at these technical indicators throughout the day and buy and sell throughout the day. I think that's ridiculous. I like to look at 2, 3, 5 years. So let's look at 2 years. And what we're looking at is the price over the last 2 years. And it shows you every day as it goes through the trading days of the last 2 days. And what we're going to do is we're going to use just one of the many different types of indicators. We're going to use the simple moving average, which is relatively simple. It just goes back. In this case, the default is 50 days. And I think the cool thing is you can make it bolder now. That's the new one. You can make it bolder. Big deal. So I just made it. It's green on my screen and it's bolder. And what this is doing is smoothing out. You see, it's going back every day, going back 50 days and calculating the moving average. And then what we're going to do is we're going to superimpose another simple moving average. And again, it defaults to 50, so I'm going to click on this and say I want it to be 200, and I'll leave it at medium size so that it'll look better. Press the enter key, and so now we see the 200 day moving average, and notice that's even smoother because it's going back 200 days and averaging the price. And it's these divergent points that are supposed to tell you what to do. So here, when the 50-day moving average goes below the 200-day moving average, that's supposed to be a time to sell. But wait a minute, it already went below. It already fell. It already fell, so it was a little bit too late. And then here, when the 50-day goes above the 200-day moving average, that's supposed to be the time to buy. Well, it actually did have a little pop after the did go above the 50-day going above the 200-day moving average. So there's one situation where it actually worked. And now look what's going to happen. It looks as though today, or that day right there, whatever that day is, can't get to it. Come on, sweetheart. Doesn't work very well sometimes. Eesh. Whatever that day happens to be, it's going below. So this would tell us that it's a time to sell. You understand? Now, come back in 6 months and see if it turned out to be a good time to sell. That's Bank of America. I actually ask you to use Ford, but again, I don't care what company you use as long as it's a real, preferably large cap company making earnings. Let's take a look at Visa, because, oh my goodness, doesn't Visa go wild? Up and down, up and down. Come on, sweetheart. Come on. Let's take a look. Yeah. See, look. It's going. The 50-day is going to go below the 200-day, but then it goes above and then goes below and then goes above. And then by the time it goes above, it's kind of already too late. You see, it's shot up from 210. To 250 or so. So by the time the 50-day had moved above, you would have had to anticipate it. Another one that's pretty wild is Verizon Communications. I was just playing around looking at things that started with the letter V, and that's how I got Visa and Verizon. And so let's take a look at and Verizon. Wow, look at this. Yeah, it went below here. We have to go back a little way to see how it went above. We don't see that. We just doing 2 years. But it was already too late. And then by the time it went above, it was already too late. And then it went below. But then it wasn't actually too late to sell here. But now when it went above, it wasn't. It was a little bit late, but then you could have enjoyed that spike. But then you would have waited too late. It would have lost what you made. And by the time it crossed below again, it's already dropped. So if we added up the number of times it actually worked and added up the times it didn't work, I have a funny feeling you would have done better just simply flipping a coin than deciding when to buy or sell by this technical indicator. But the technical analysis say, wow, he's just using the moving average. You also have to use all these other technical indicators. Fine. Have a blast. Find out what the hell they are and what they do. And all I can say is good luck. Because is this anything like what we did in Chapter 6 where we looked out late in about 3 to 5 years and what kind of cash flows we're going to get? No, this is nothing like that. It's just looking at squiggles on a screen, and good luck. Look at the bonus assignment. It is a bonus assignment. You don't have to do it, but all you have to do is act like you know what you're doing and tell me and with conviction, and I'll accept it because I don't believe a single word of it. See ya!